This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Vaccine mandates are mounting. So is the push to mask up again, like at the national parks in crowded areas. How could that affect your next trip or your daily life? Booster shots are coming our way for those who have been vaccinated. That will happen starting in September, according to the CDC. Fire exploding all over California. Haiti still searching for survivors who got through the earthquake and trying to find them shelter, especially after a tropical storm smashed into that island as well. And in the meantime, the Taliban gets the business of governing, if you can call it that. But there are protests and there are challenges, and there are challenges for the refugees who want to exit, who are praying the Americans will still help, and the Pentagon rejecting calls that they weren't ready for Kabul's fall. Hey, everybody, the world turns, right, each and every day, and we do it here on the show. Welcome to the show, whether you're a first-timer or you've been here many, many times before. Let's dive right into it. Let's talk first about the Taliban. The Taliban is saying that this is the new regime. We're here. We're cracking down on protests. The fighters are seen all over the place using gunfire and violence, in some cases, to control crowds at the international airport, where thousands have been gathering the last couple of days trying to find a seat on evacuation flights. And it depends on the city that we're talking about, but some of the footage from some of the cities are really tough to watch. The group of the Taliban fighters certainly are coming into a point in that country that is struggling with the drought, the coronavirus pandemic, and lots of poverty. And overseas funds, including the American money, is frozen, and a lot of aid agencies have stopped because the Taliban's there now. But what does that mean for the people who still stay there? This is a bizarre transition. The Afghan president resurfaced, Ghani, and he swears to come back to Afghanistan, and he denied reports that he had taken large sums of bucks with him when he left Kabul. He fled, he said, because he thought the Taliban would hang him, because they saw that happen the last time back in 1996 to the guy who had the job, and he didn't want it to happen to him. So there are lots of questions about what happens moving forward. And moving forward, there still is that, oh yeah, part of evacuating still more Americans, and the Afghans who helped the United States in their efforts to try to build up the military there and have the people be able to stand on their own in their own form of government. So I fear we may see some more of those horrible videos and stills that we've seen coming out of that country. Is the reality is our president has said, has vowed that if we have to stay, we're not going to completely withdraw until we have all of those people who have helped out of the country. But how's that going to happen, since many of them are blocked from even getting to the airport? And one of the things that has absolutely been reported is the U.S. can't guarantee that you would get safe passage to the airport. So you have to get to the airport. The U.S. Embassy in Kabul is saying, we can't guarantee that. In fact, it was posted all over the place. We cannot guarantee safe passage to the Hamid Karzai International Airport. It was a security alert that was sent out and was also posted posted as well. So this is a shift from some of the other advisories that were sent out, because they know it. They know you can't get back, you can't get through, rather, those checkpoints. So that's job number one. First, the people have to figure out a way to get there. And then what happens when the Afghan refugees come to the United States? Well, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers said his office is in constant communication with the feds regarding the Afghans that could be housed at Fort McCoy, saying that we have open arms here in Wisconsin. And we've heard numbers in the hundreds or possibly 2,000 of how many Afghans would come to the state, but it's all conjecture. But we're going to keep people posted when we know more, but we're here and we're ready to do that. Also, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin authorized the use of Fort Bliss in Texas and Fort McCoy, like I just said, in Wisconsin to house special immigrant visa applicants and their families and others at risk, other individuals at risk, which is what the Pentagon has released. That's what they're saying, that they approved a request for assistance from the State Department to provide temporary housing, sustainment, and support in the United States for a number of up to 22,000 Afghan people who aided the United States in their effort. And as I said, Ghani has promised that the former president that he will go back to Afghanistan. And he is saying, I hope in the coming days and nights we'll get over this and Afghanistan will experience peace and stability. Are you kidding? Are you watching what's going on with the Taliban? And there's still arguments and finger pointing over U.S. intelligence analysts who had predicted that it would take several weeks before the civilian government in Kabul fell to the Taliban. But of course, the Taliban took control of the presidential palace in the capital while the president, Ghani, was exiting. And he was, by the way, soundly criticized for leaving Afghans to an uncertain future, fate, whatever you want to call it, under the Taliban regime. You've got General Milley saying, as he was asked so many questions about it, that there was nothing that he or anyone else saw in the intel indicating Afghanistan would collapse in 11 days. And if you don't know who Milley is, he's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He answered questions about the intelligence assessments of Afghanistan prior to the Taliban takeover. And he and the defense secretary had a press briefing on Wednesday addressing the need to get Americans and Afghan allies evacuated as quickly as possible. And he defended his decision to President Joe Biden's decision to withdraw while admitting the collapse unfolded more quickly than they anticipated. He did make a point, Milley, of responding to reports that there were warnings of rapid collapse in the intel they saw. And he said that, previously he had said in sworn testimony before Congress that the intelligence indicated multiple scenarios were possible. One of them was an outright Taliban takeover following a rapid collapse of the Afghan security forces and the government. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. All right, more coming on the flip side, including we're going to work in a mic drop as well.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, futures or crypto. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Facebook with some great big plans for the first ever Elevate by Black Summit, an incredible opportunity with a training event that's free. It's a one-day virtual summit hosted by comedian, actress, and podcast host Michelle Boutte. Rachel Hawk, marketing manager for small business at Facebook, joins us. Rachel, give us more details.
This month, we're so excited to put a spotlight on Black-owned small businesses and offer a new training event, the Facebook Elevate by Black Summit. So many small businesses have suffered incredible loss over the last year, but Black-owned small businesses have been disproportionately affected by higher closure rates and lost sales. This virtual event will give new tools, insight, and inspirations for businesses on their road to recovery.
Rachel, where can we go for more information to sign up for the event?
To learn more about the Buy Black Summit or sign up to attend the event, go to facebook.com/buyblacksummit.
Thanks, Rachel. Again, facebook.com, Buy Black Summit. Being snapped up in these investigations, but mask mandates are definitely back and in effect at a couple of different places, including America's national parks. I was just at some national parks, and that was not the case. It wasn't mandatory, but the National Park Service issued a directive on Sunday that requires visitors, employees, and contractors to wear a mask inside all national park buildings and in crowded outdoor spaces, regardless, period, of vaccination status or whatever the community transmission levels are. And this, they say, is in accordance with the guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control because of the cases of COVID-19 led by Delta variants and the spike across the country. Specifically, what was released was the statement that visitors to national parks are coming from locations across the country, if not across the world. Because of this, recognizing the majority of the United States is currently in substantial or high transmission categories, we're implementing a service-wide mask requirement to ensure staff and visitors safety. So it's in effect now, right now, any place, busy trails, overlooks, places that I frankly was in New Mexico, and they're saying right now that has kicked in. There's no, we're waiting till the end of the week or whatever. Nope. It's happening right now. Vaccine mandates. New York City businesses are starting to ask for proof of vaccination. So proof, not just, all right, we trust you, it's the honor system. People dining indoors at some of the restaurants, most of the restaurants, looking at art at the museums or in the gyms, had to show proof as of Tuesday that they were at least partially inoculated against COVID-19. It is the nation's largest effort to exclude the unvaccinated from public spaces. Signs on the front door and windows of all kinds of shops, etc., are warning that you have to show proof of at least one vaccine to be allowed to dine inside, for example. Some people are kind of caught off guard. They're not paying attention to what's happening there. But this was announced 2 weeks ago by the mayor, Bill de Blasio, and he says the aim is to persuade more people to get vaccinated or miss out on city amenities like restaurants, bars, gyms, public performances, museums, anything else that is happening in the great state of New York or the great city of New York City, because this is happening in other places too as well. And this may be something that's coming to you in your neighborhood, depending on where you live. All right, the other thing is these vaccination cards, these fake vaccination cards. There's been, I won't say crackdown, there's just a lot of investigations into trying to stop them and getting them, and finding that they're coming in through different ports from China. There's a lot of fake vax cards that are being sold, and the FBI is investigating and trying to stop that. And they've found thousands and thousands so far. So it's making the rounds online. There are places you can go to get a fake card, some for $200, some for $20. And if you look at your vaccination card, would it be hard to create a counterfeit card? Probably not. And so there are people taking advantage of that. Although in some cases there's kind of like a special seal, so you would have to design that special seal. The bottom line is you've got the scribbling of when the dates are for the vaccination, you know, etc. And speaking of the vaccination, the big conversation is about the boosters. Boosters in September. Vaccines are not as effective as what the CDC is saying. They're not saying they're not effective. They're saying that because of the Delta variant and because of the rise in what's happening and some of the breakthrough, that the data is showing that we have to have additional doses to bolster the immune system of people vaccinated. So the administration, the Biden administration, is going to start offering coronavirus booster shots to fully vaccinated adults who got the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna shots. The week of September 20th is when that'll start, and they're concluding that this will continue to go. You know, it's 8 months backing that up as to when you had that second shot, and the vaccines are showing a little bit of a decline in the effectiveness against the infection overall, but strong protection against hospitalization because of what's happening with the Delta variant to the people who are not vaccinated, So there's going to be more conversation about masks. There's more conversation about wearing them, mandates, etc. Or, as in the case of Texas and Texas schools, are fighting against the governor's orders, who said in an executive order that you don't have to wear masks. A lot of Texas schools don't care if they have to pay a fine. They're including masks in dress codes to bypass the ban because they're trying to find the loophole. So the Board of Trustees for a school district in Texas found a way by amending that dress code, like I said, for students to include masks to get around the executive order. It's the Paris Independent School District. They announced the new changes in a press release on Tuesday, weeks after the governor issued an executive order banning schools from requiring masks. More districts are doing the same. Not all, but some are doing that, that they're trying to keep the mask mandate for students in place despite a recent ruling from the state's high court upholding Greg Abbott, the governor's ban on forcing the masks, right? Health officials urging the public to return to wearing masks indoors. So schools are concerned about what will happen, and others are following the no mask rule, and it's become kind of a nightmare in a lot of places, that's for sure. We need something lighter, and something lighter is actually something heavier. Have you ever seen a walrus? They're pretty big, right? There's this walrus who I think is our mic drop moment because he's become famous wandering all over the place. The UK, France, he's been spotted, and a couple of other places, Spain. And he showed up last week in Waterford in Ireland, and now he has found a home in West Cork, and he's found a home on a boat that was actually planted for him, parked out in the water, because he reportedly sunk one small boat and damaged other several boats to his visit to Cork. Nobody knows this large sea mammal, who's thought to be about 4 years old. Nobody knows the sex of Wally. Nobody knows how he's all of a sudden become this most photographed walrus, but they do know that he's kind of won over kids and other people that want to help him. So Seal Rescue Ireland launched an appeal for a pontoon or other floating platforms for Wally to use as a safe haul-out site so that he could be effectively monitored and protected from disturbance and damage to property that could be prevented. Because if you've ever seen walruses, again, how big they are, and they do that. I've seen docks in Monterey, California, where I never saw anything like this, and I was out there a couple of years ago, and I saw what happened when seals, and there was a couple of walruses that jumped up on docks and on boats, and they did sink them or sunk part of it, and you could see what was happening there. He was in the Isle of Sicily earlier in the summer, and there was a pontoon that was provided for him there. He sunk and damaged a bunch of small boats, so Wally won them over anyway, and they provided a pontoon boat. So immediately when he showed up in Ireland, the word started to spread, and there were those from Sicily who called and talked to people in Ireland and told them, yes, this is Wally, and he may be a long way from home, but he can't stay in a hostel, and he can't do an Airbnb, but he could do a boat. He needs to be able to surface, so it's so cool. If you go and look him up, you'll see these pictures of him on these boats, and they don't know if he's stressed, if it's a stressful situation for him. He looks like he's having fun to me, I gotta say that, and people are taking pictures of him. They're just asking them to stay 100 meters away and not to approach him in the water. Hang with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The president says U.S. troops may remain in Afghanistan beyond his August 31st deadline. In an interview with ABC News, President Biden said that troops would remain in the country until all American citizens have been evacuated. Officials believe between 10 and 15,000 Americans are in Afghanistan, with another 50 to 65,000 Afghans that the administration wants to evacuate. Biden says the goal is to begin to airlift 5,000 to 7,000 people out a day. And fire crews in California continue to battle an expanding blaze that has already burned at least 50 homes and forced more than 12,000 people to evacuate. The Calder Fire burning in the El Dorado National Forest has scorched more than 53,000 acres and is 0% contained. The massive Dixie Fire is also continuing to threaten homes and buildings in Northern California, expanding to nearly 1,000 square miles and threatening another 16,000 structures. You're listening to USA Radio News. Health officials officially recommended COVID booster shots Wednesday for those who have been fully vaccinated to shore up their protection against the virus. The plan calls for a third shot 8 months after people receive their second dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy explains that a review of new data showing that protection from the initial round of vaccine declines over time, leading to the decision on a booster dose.
Even though this new data affirms that vaccine protection remains high against the worst outcomes of COVID, we are concerned that this pattern of decline we are seeing will continue in the months ahead, which could lead to reduced protection against severe disease, hospitalization, and death. That is why today we are announcing our plan to stay ahead of this virus by being prepared to offer COVID-19 booster shots to fully vaccinated adults 18 years and older.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
green room right now, the Reverend Joseph Pfeiffer. He has written a book called Messages from the Small Country Church Reading, Sermons, Observations, and an Invitation to More Than Just Donuts. I love the title of this book. Boy, it's been weeks, but we had a great off-air conversation. Rev, thanks so much for coming on.
No problem. It's a great thing.
Let's talk about your journey. I mean, you're a guy who was a Marine, a cop, and then you end up, on the pulpit. How did this journey happen for you?
Well, I guess it started long ago in my family growing up. My father always kind of instilled in us a sense of duty and service. And I kind of found that first off in the Marine Corps. Kind of helped me order my life and discipline, kind of followed on into police service. So we found a community down in Florida that we loved, and I felt called to serve, and did so until retirement. But while I was policing in many different ways, I found that there was a lot of need in the community, and there were a lot of things that we couldn't, the problems were just so great, so vast that there's just no way that we could, help completely. And, I started looking outward, I guess. And, that kind of led me to, of course, I was centered in the church already in order to keep my sanity. And fell into a service there, serving the church and finding it a broader opportunity. I never thought I would be on this side of the pulpit. I never thought that I would be a minister like this. But everyone that I talked to that knew me then, as they see me now, they say, "Yeah, it figures. You were awfully preachy then. You might as well be preaching now." So,
how rewarding is it for you?
It is very. Serving the Lord in such a capacity and learning every day, you know, how much we can count on Him, how much we can rely on Him, and then watching as you give yourself to Him and allow Him to work, it wows me every day.
What was it like for you when you first started? Because you talk about it. I mean, you say it, messages from the small country church, reading, sermons, observations, and an invitation to more than just donuts. You can get it at BNN and, of course, on Amazon. What was that like the very first time?
Well, I'm from the denominational church and fairly large churches. And I was raised up. My mentor was a evangelical Lutheran church minister, pastor there, and he raised me up and started training me. And I was kind of geared for that kind of thing. In Fort Lauderdale, it was the Lutheran church there was cathedral-like, and there were a lot of folks coming and going. And I thought that's the way it was. And when I answered the call after I retired and moved back to Ohio and was ordained, I answered the call to a small, independent, non-denominational church. And I felt led there, but my GPS couldn't find it. It was so small in such a small community that it wasn't on a map. And when I finally did find it and I pulled up in front and there was no one around, I was just simply looking at a small white framed church with a red door. And the Lord and I had a conversation at that point. And my question was, are you kidding? You sent me through all of this. You put me through all this life training. You brought me through all of these things to bring me here. Surely I could be doing more. And he said, watch what we do here. The call prior to that was to get up and go preach and teach to those who would hear. That's what he told me. That's kind of what came upon me. That's what got me through seminary. And that church was a small church in great need. They only had 13 people that remained there. But what God did there was just absolutely powerful. And, there was a huge growth there, not just within, but to the outside into the near communities around the churches around in the area. They ended up being networking with people, feeding the needy, housing the homeless and all kinds of things. It's just absolutely, it's just beautiful.
I love hearing that description of that and how you felt about the people and the mission and all of that. So this book, why'd you write this book?
I was compelled to do this. In my studies, as I was first off in seminary, but then as I went through in my doctoral studies, I found a trend that was occurring in America. You know, there were many, many people that were claiming Christianity, yet the numbers in the churches was going down. The numbers in the churches were receding, churches were closing, so forth and so on. The only trend opposite of that was the bigger churches, the large, super churches that were growing leaps and bounds. And what I found was, as I found this small church, I found a difference. I'm from the bigger churches, and what I found in the small church was the message that Christ gives to us in his promise that in him we have the life abundant. And I really found what he was talking about, what he calls us to, in that smaller church where we can actually live out loud in true love, knowing one another and providing in that. And so the message that comes in those churches, in the smaller churches, is that message. And it's not just the message that you hear, it's the message that you see, that they live out each and every day. Simply because they have to, because they're so small, and they're busy living this life of love that they're called to. And it cannot be anonymous. And I think that that's the issue, is that in the larger churches, we go there, we tend to gravitate there because we can be anonymous. We can tithe if we wish, give our money, and then know that we're going to be taken care of.
Yeah.
And that's not what we're called to do. And so as I started considering this, people are driving past all these small churches to get to this big mega church when they're missing it. They're missing the message that they could be living within these smaller churches, simply driving past them and kind of letting them flounder, if you will. And so what I wanted to do is give an opportunity for people to be introduced to the message, the common reality, and the true message that is still there in those small churches that they keep driving past every day or every Sunday.
Yeah.
And that was the purpose of it.
Yeah. We have like a minute left, and I think it's pretty clear what you hope the takeaway is for most people. For you, where are you now? Tell everybody about, and you and I talked about the lovely place we are now, but tell everyone about your church now.
Well, my church now is Full Gospel Tabernacle Community Christian Church. I didn't choose that name. It's kind of a mouthful. We're on Facebook at FGTCCC. It's a small country church out on a little road called 7 Mile Post Road, just outside of Athens, Alabama. It's a beautiful little country church. Been there forever. And when they say, because that's how we've always done it, that's exactly what they mean. It's a small church with a few core families, and they're living this message out. It's just a wonderful place to be. It's a wonderful place to come and see and stay. The country, the rural churches are where it's at. And, it's where the message is not just spoken, but it's lived out. And that's where we're at. And I love it. Or the opportunities abound. The church is doing things that, because of the small nature of the church, if you see and acknowledge what they are doing, it's all God. And it's Him showing up every day, Him providing every day, miracles every day. It's just a wonderful thing.
Perfect place to end this. We bring it full circle for sure. Messages from the small country church, readings, sermons, observations, and an invitation to more than just donuts. But hey, what's wrong with donuts?
Donuts is where it starts.
That's right. That's where it starts. What a wonderful conversation. Thank you so much, Rev.
Well, thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you. You too.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Table to start off with some great news. How about this? Finally, the A's ace, one of them anyway, is out of the hospital. Remember when he was banged in the head with a 100-mile-per-hour line drive? Ooh, that was ugly video. Chris Bassitt had facial fractures after getting hit that way, and apparently he has normal vision, so it was a scary moment. Tuesday night as to what happened in the bottom of the second inning when Brian Goodwin from the White Sox sent a rocket. I mean, it just soared toward the mound and nailed Chris Bassitt in the side of the head. And it was clocked at 100.1 miles an hour. Can you imagine that off the bat? And it didn't look like Bassitt even got a glove on it. It was just kind of a glancing blow from the way it looks video-wise when I'm looking at it, but it hit him squarely on the right side of the face in the upper cheek. He didn't lose consciousness, which I think is so surprising. As kind of an aside, the A's said that he was conscious, he was aware, he left the stadium for the hospital, and they had another update today that he had a facial fracture, vision wasn't damaged, going to have surgery in a few days once the swelling subsides, so that's the good news. I mean, this is a guy who at 32 had some of his best stuff for the A's, 12-3, his ERA pretty minuscule, 3.06, and he was looking good. He finished 8th in Cy Young voting last season. He was on track to finish way better in 2021, and it was his first season ever making, you know, the All-Star team. So, and he's a big team leader in the clubhouse. It's a shame that that happened. Thank goodness he's okay, because looking at that video is frightening. You know, people talk about taking the line drive and, you know, what do pitchers think and the mindset of that, what's behind that and how you deal with that possibility. And, of course, you can't stand on the mound and throw the kind of pitches that some of these guys pitch with the velocity that they pitch, and then a hitter catches up to you because it's one of the hardest things to do. And he caught up with him, and he just nailed him. I mean, just nailed him. All right, this deserves some serious, you know, applause when you have the Polish javelin thrower, Maria Andrzejczyk, auctioning off her silver Olympic medal. Why? Because she wanted to help an infant get heart surgery. So, I mean, here this brand new shiny medal, winning it at the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games, and it sold for $125,000, and this is life-saving heart surgery. She discovered just on Facebook when she was cruising around a fundraiser for an 8-month-old who had a heart defect, and Milo Maleza, and the child's family was looking for help. Just, you know, again, one of those fun GoFundMe kind of things. So she saw it, it touched her, and good for her that she was willing to auction it off. And I bet you she feels better than one can even imagine. She has the pictures, and she knows what it was like, and now this will help in trying to get the much-needed heart surgery. All right, a couple of other things that are happening is, like, I'm going to, in the man cave, kind of go from one thing to another. I mean, that's how we kind of roll here anyway, right? So an NCAA investigation is now going on into possible violations by the Cornhuskers football coach, Scott Frost. I was kind of surprised when I saw this, I guess because I never see his name come up like that. And they even moved workouts off campus last year when the with the football program, when this report surfaced that staff improperly used analysts and consultants with the knowledge of the coach. And so the athletic director, Trev Alberts, just simply said, "We want to acknowledge that there's an NCAA investigation that's currently engaged with our athletic department and football program, and that's what it's about." And he went on to say, "We're complying 100% with the NCAA, and we've been very collaborative in our approach with them with their investigation, and we'll continue to do that." You know, apparently there's some video footage confirming that practice violations happen in the presence of the coach and other assistants, so that's not good news at all. And again, unidentified sources are saying this, and I was seeing this on ESPN and CBS Sports. But Frost is saying, "Look, we did everything we could through COVID in the best interest and health of our players in mind, and everything was approved by the athletic department, the administration, you know, and campus administration too." So it's interesting that this investigation includes that analysts, like I said, and consultants running the special team drills, supposedly. And they're not among the 10 full-time on-field assistants, and they're allowed to speak with players. I mean, that's a huge no-no. And, you know, there's got to be some worry about this, because apparently, you know, Frost he's hired an attorney, and Frost has, what, a 12-20 record in his first three seasons at the helm of Nebraska. It's his fourth season, starting on August 28th against Illinois. Can you believe it? I mean, you know, we're, what, 10 days away from that. And the Cornhuskers have never finished higher than fifth in the Big West. They've had four straight losing seasons. That's the longest streak they've had since the 50s. So this doesn't help his case any by having this case. And again, this is an investigation. So, you know, I hate to say someone's guilty before we see everything, but I would worry about the videos. He keeps saying every workout was approved. It was approved and all that. So I think is there going to be finger pointing? What is this going to look like? All right. I love this, because we've talked so much about Aaron Rodgers, and was he going to be back with the Packers or not? What's happening? He's engaged to Shailene Woodley, the actress, and he's off the map. And, you know, there was so much talk about Rodgers and the Packers. And so what's interesting is Aaron Rodgers is saying now, to make it even more curious, that he doesn't want 2021 to be treated like any kind of a farewell tour. You know, that happens with athletes when they say this is it for them, for this team, or for this contract, or for whatever. and where he kind of stayed away from the Packers. He really stayed away from the Packers in the off season. Now he's saying, I don't know what's going to happen after the season, but I'm going to enjoy it with the right perspective and not look at it as if I'm getting through this. I'm going to enjoy the hell out of it, is what he said. Now, the response was pretty similar to what his approach was last season when he said the Packers' decision to draft Jordan Love in the first round of the 2020 draft probably altered how he hoped his career would end in Green Bay, and then later called his future a beautiful mystery. He's like the Zen Meister, right? And this is the MVP. I mean, listen, this is last year was his third MVP season. I mean, he had an incredible season. And I think the people in Green Bay, I think Green Bay Packer fans don't want it to be his last year. I know. What happens is you go on the road, and that's what all the questions are about. The questions from other reporters are about that. I mean, this is going to be the focus. He knows it. There's especially depending on how they do. Either way, whether they do really, really well or they don't do well, there's going to be questions constantly about where do you see your future? I don't think it dies down after camp. I could be wrong, but I seriously doubt it. Having been in those locker rooms, having covered these teams, that's what happens. And that's what other reporters from other teams ask. And then even reporters who are beat reporters who cover the Packers, that will probably consistently be something that comes up. Probably. All right, something that came up a lot with the Warriors. I mean, they were such a lock. Every time I was on NBC, I remember people would ask me a few years ago, who do you pick? And who would it be? Well, let's see. It's a toss-up between a couple of teams. But in the West, Golden State. So now you have Kevin Durant and Draymond Green both blaming the Warriors coach, Steve Kerr, and the team president and general manager, Bob Myers, for mishandling the fallout from the players' argument that contributed to Kevin Durant leaving the team following the 2018-2019 season. I just was reading Nick Friedel's column at ESPN, and he was talking about this. But there was actually an interview that was posted on the Bleacher Report, and both of them said they believe that the two of them were at fault, that Steve Kerr and the general manager, Bob Myers, were at fault for the way they handled the back and forth on the floor that spilled into the locker room after an overtime loss to the Clippers back in the beginning of November of 2018. See, it just shows you. I think sometimes it's just not about the money. It's about the feelings of the players. I know some of you are just like shaking your head. Who cares? They make so much money. And you could tell that there was definitely problems there. We know that. And that's why that split up. And I think they would have won a couple more championships. I really, really do. All right, we're closing the door to the Man Cave. Thanks so much for joining us in the Man Cave and on this show. Make it count, everybody. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.